I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Here we go.
Go get it.
Let's go.
That's it.
It's time for the unrivaled NFL Roundup. Premium grade A NFL news from a former NFL quarterback. And the other guy on 97.5 1280 The Zone. Powered by KSLSports.com.
All right. It's unrivaled. 97.5 1280 The Zone. The Zone Sports Network. Powered by KSL Sports. Okay, so I'll pull the curtain back a little bit. So when we prep for our show, we typically get together a couple hours before the show starts, kind of start going over some things. And there's usually a moment where we're done with the prep, and we might have 15, 20 minutes. And Scott Mitchell is the, I'm jealous of this, is the king of, all right, 15 minutes. He sets his alarm for exactly those 15 minutes. And he can fall asleep in 2 friggin' seconds.
Boom, out.
I'm very jealous of it.
Boom.
And then he has this power nap, and he pops up when his alarm goes off and goes, it's the best feeling I've ever had. And I'm just like, look, when the new studio gets put in, I think we got to get like IntelliBed or the warehouse, somebody to sponsor a nap pod for part of the studio. Not in the studio, but I mean like, you know, at Broadcast House.
I'd be down for that.
You look, and I share a split
king. A 15-minute
nap. I prefer a little bit more of a firm mattress, and you're kind of a you're more of a softer mattress guy. And if you start snoring, maybe I'll raise your side of the bed up. Come on, we need that pre-show nap, dude.
I love it. It cleanses my brain, clears me, so I can just boom focus on the show.
Boom focus. Hey, we're giving away some stuff.
Focus.
I'm completely jealous. Because today's the day that I need one of these flash naps. I needed it, and I couldn't get it. So we got to get a bed put in over at Broadcast House. Got to get a nap room. Let's go. Caller number 12 right now to 855-340-ZONE. What are you signing up for, you might ask? Well, caller number 12 will be assigned a player or the field. Is the field taken, though? No, field's not taken. One of the top 24 players in the world or the field will be assigned to you for this weekend's PGA Championship. And if your player wins, you win the same brand of the putter that person uses. All courtesy of Uinta Golf and their Uinta Golf Major giveaway. So there you go. 855-340-ZONE. That's 855-340-9663. 855-340-ZONE. Caller number 12 right now. We want our listener to win. Let's make it happen. Is Scheffler off the board? No? Oh, boy.
Oh,
you talk sexy to Jeremy. He might pull some strings for you. Let's go. This is the number one player in the world. Just won the Masters. This thing going. 855-340-ZONE. Call number 12 right now. Scott, Drew Brees. I wanted to bring this up because so the rumors are flying around there not rumors, I guess. The ratings weren't good. He's not very good as a studio analyst. I said it. He wasn't great on TV for NBC. And you said something before the show, and I was like, That is exactly what I'm worried about. And it was the comparison.
Tom Brady.
Right.
Yeah.
So what's the fear there then? We're going to get the second best quarterback.
You might
quarterback.
Get the same.
Yes.
Yeah.
The second best quarterback in the history of the league, at least numbers-wise, is Drew Brees. And he stunk on TV.
See, how you have to be good on TV, you have to talk loud and fast. You just do.
You said that loud and fast. You're like, by the way, we want to be successful, you want to talk loud and fast.
And it's odd. It's not normal to do. People are – because you're trained as an athlete to slow down when you talk to the media because you don't want to say something that's like crazy. And when you slow down, it sounds boring. It sounds so you have to speed everything up or you're going to be like, ugh. Yeah. Awful.
I always make the comparison like
just so you know, I have a hard time with that. Like I'm not a slow person, but
conversations you're not used to having them loud and fast.
You're not.
So I tell people all the time when they go, you guys go on the radio and you got some energy, whatever. You have to dial it up a little bit.
Yeah. Pine cone up the behind.
Was that the advice I gave you at the beginning?
That was the best advice right there.
I didn't mean literally.
Well, it's worked. It's not pleasant after the show's over, but you know.
Now, hold on.
The things we do for success on this show.
I told you, look, when you do, it's just like when you watch people who are wearing makeup in like those Broadway shows. If you see them after a show
right.
and you're right next to them,
they look
like,
hideous.
Holy cow, what's wrong with your face?
Yeah.
But awful. When you're halfway back in the crowd doing the thing, you go, oh, they look normal.
Yeah.
That's why you got to talk fast and loud on TV and radio.
That's all it is.
Makeup. Yes.
Just talk fast and loud.
Tom Brady will not be good on TV.
No, he's a slow talker. Slow
It sounds like it. Was there a slow talker episode on Seinfeld? Or was it just a. There was a close talker and there was a quiet talker, right? That's how he signed up for the pirate shirt. But I don't know if there was a slow talker.
Talker.
Oh my gosh. I forgot about the pinecone advice I gave you one day. One of those. See, that's how you mentor people.
I took it to heart, you know? I'm like, I want to see if this really works.
Give me your best piece of mentoring advice to somebody to these college students today who are walking through. You want to have some energy on the air, kids? Is there a pine tree in your backyard? All right. The Packers have apparently come out and said that, well, at least that the reports are out there that were leaked out there that Devontae Adams had a bigger deal that was offered than the Raiders offered.
I call BS on this.
He just wanted to leave Green Bay. What are you talking about?
I call BS on this. I call BS.
But
on
it
this.
Was pretty, like, if it, even if it was close.
What, a dollar think, more?
Even if he was close, even if it was, $1 million difference, wouldn't you stay at Green Bay and have more success with one of the greater quarterbacks of the time?
Yeah, I wouldn't even be close. I mean, you're the marquee guy. I mean, not that he's not going to be the marquee guy with the Raiders,
but you have the marquee quarterback throwing to you too.
No offense to Derek Carr, but he is not Aaron Rodgers right now. Does he evolve into that? Who knows? But man.
He's more of a Jordan Rodgers than he is an
Aaron. I will tell you this. Green Bay is not like – Green Bay is the worst city in the whole
NFL. Well, hold on a minute. You always talk up Green Bay.
No. It's fun to go there and play. But I'm thinking
that
as a
– That their organization is amazing.
I'm thinking as a player, you're like, why would I ever want to spend – a season in Green Bay.
And you know, and it's funny because the Raiders are like, we don't understand why all of our players are having behavior issues down here in Las Vegas. Come on.
Because all of the players in the NFL, when they have time off, they go to Las Vegas to get into trouble. Like
they're there, but then they're there full-time.
They didn't
time
think
and
it
like,
through. They did not think it through in the NFL to let a team go to Las Vegas. They really did not. They did not do this.
But it's a smart move, though. It just is – it's got its own fallout. That comes with it.
I will tell you that Allegiant Stadium, I like that.
It's awesome.
I really like that.
The thing is dug down into a hole.
Yeah.
When you go in there, you can't believe.
And what I really like about it, this will sound really odd. When I played in Detroit, they had the World Cup. Remember 1994?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And all the games had to be played on grass. So one of the sites was the Silver Dome in Detroit,
sure.
Michigan.
Yeah.
And they brought in these pallets, and they made a grass field inside. And we played our preseason games on the grass field.
How did they not?
And they go, we can do this. The technology exists.
Right.
We can actually grow this grass inside here. And we could actually have it
Why
on pallets and move it out.
Why did they not opt for it?
I have no earthly idea. But I was like in heaven.
On that grass?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
And like everybody, like how many injuries are just because of turf in the NFL?
I know they're better than, you know, with because the turf today is so much better than it was then.
Right.
But what I love about Allegiant Stadium is they roll in. They have on rollers, and yeah. I've seen it. They roll in the grass for the NFL games.
I've watched it
just
happen.
Just the NFL games.
I've watched it happen in Arizona.
And that's the coolest thing in the
Cardinals
world to
have
me.
It too.
I think that's just amazing.
Hmm. All right. Oof. What are we doing here? We got to take a break. We'll come back. We have our two-minute drill. We'll sneak as much stuff as we can in to the two-minute drill, such as the spirit of the two-minute drill. So let's take the break. We'll come back. More to go. Did we qualify somebody? Who'd they get? Who'd we qualify? What'd they get? I want to know because I want to know these people. Just give me a first name and then who their player is. Nathan Gott? Okay. I mean... What's Paul Casey?
Where's
as a
his
puck?
Ranking?
Okay.
Oh, he's 23.
A little further down the line.
He's been playing good of late.
When we have to keep dialing up the octaves. Yeah. Oh, I like Paul Casey. He's a good guy.
Yeah,
he's gonna be good.
Mm.
Mm. Oh yeah, no, he's good. I think he got a good one.
Good for you.
I'll talk to you later. I bet. Hey, who knows? You're gonna be shocked. Where's Tiger's just in the field though, right? So. He's not any of the top anything. All right, we'll take the break. We'll come back. Got more to go. Two-minute drill around the corner. Stay with us. Unrivaled continues 97.5, 1280 The Zone.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.